Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
Alex Anthopoulos joins us, Braves general manager, the best GM in baseball.
Here, here.
What do you think it was? What if you were to say, hey, well, this is the reason why we won, you know, we went 78-33 and we're able to win this division again. What do you think it was?
It never felt like we were just crushing teams left, right, and center. So that being said, I'm happy we were able to pour Heyman all over each other last night.
Hey!
And enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad we won the division. What a relief.
This is Dukes and Bell
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Everybody's doing it. Arthur Smith came on this show and said, I got to get a win so I can enjoy my first Heyman of the year. He did last week in Seattle, 2 weeks ago.
That's right.
Now Alex Anthopoulos is talking about having a Heyman last night. He's not joking. I mean, everybody's doing it. What are you guys doing out there?
Yeah, man, get with the originators, man. A bunch of pencil neck imitators out there, baby. There's only one crew. The beer America needs, Carl and Connor, if you're listening on hold. The beer America needs. A black man and a white man sitting shoulder to shoulder. With a beer we can all enjoy. Or watermelon lime, even more.
We unite people. Connor Riley is here. Let's talk dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs. The Dog Report is brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia, a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Connor Riley, what is wrong with this dog offense? I mean, Stetson Bennett, and again, not putting any blame on one specific player. No touchdowns, but no picks. And then you go 2 weeks in a row where you didn't throw a touchdown pass. All right, what's going on in your opinion?
The big thing is they got to figure out a way to score in the red zone. They got to make it easier. They got to get touchdowns in the red zone. And, you know, it's been a persistent issue throughout the season now. And, you know, they figured some things out in the fourth quarter of that game against Missouri in terms of running the football. But I don't know how much of that is, you know, Georgia really turning things around, as Cedric Van Praan had told me after the game. As much as it is, Missouri was just worn out, and that's where Georgia's talent advantage really came into play there. On Georgia's second down plays in the red zone, the average distance they had to go against Missouri this past week was 12.25 yards.
Wow.
They have to find a way to get into better situations inside the red zone to turn those field goals into touchdowns. They didn't punt for the second straight week in the second half, but if you're going to keep leaving those 4 points off the board because you're kicking field goals instead of scoring touchdowns, you're going to find yourself in a lot closer games. And as Georgia plays better teams over the course of the season, if they keep doing that, those differences are going to turn a win into a loss.
It's a great point. Yeah, I was just telling Carl, Connor, before you came on, that Podlesny leads the nation in scoring. That's kind of like us with like Young Wei Koo or Matt Bryant in the old days for the Falcons, which was the ultimate sign of red zone ineptitude. I watched the game twice. It's almost like you won out with depth or you just wore Missouri down because your athletes stepped up. The red zone plays that you talked about, I mean, is Monken getting too cute with the play calling?
I think there's something to that there. I will note, you know, Kenny McIntosh was a little banged up in that last game. He only had one reception. That was a season low for him. He sounds like he's in a much better spot going into the Auburn games. You would expect him to be a bigger part of the offense there. When they absolutely needed a play to be made late in the fourth quarter when they were trailing on that last drive before they score a touchdown, they just do a little screen pass to Brock Bowers there, and he gets 12 yards and gets down to the 1 yard line. I was saying throughout the game, you know, when they don't have guys that can create separation downfield because there was no A.D. Mitchell, Arian Smith was limited in that game, and something, you know, they don't Lyde McConkey has had two underwhelming games in a row. I think you need to double down more and get the ball to Brock Bowers. Darnell Washington still doesn't have a red zone touch this season. I would expect that to change this coming weekend. As you saw on multiple instances last week, he is just so big and defenders bounce off of him. And if you're able to scheme up a place where he can get 3-4 yards of separation, he might just bowl guys over into the end zone. And so I think you know who your key playmakers are right now on this Georgia offense. It's Bowers, it's Washington, it's McIntosh. And I think when you get to the red zone, you got to just put the ball in their hands and trust that they're going to be able to make plays through the air and get in the end zone that way.
All right. I said to our audience that Auburn's, talking noise. I don't think they're in position to be saying anything, but Brandon Council is one of their offensive linemen, and he's come out and basically said, and I'm going to quote him here because I don't want to get this wrong, all right? He says, if you start off fast, run the ball on them, he's talking about Georgia, and keep them off their third down packages, really, we could demolish them. I believe that personally up front. How do you fix these issues up front going up against Auburn this weekend?
Yeah, and with no Jalen Carter, it's certainly going to be a storyline to watch in terms of how Georgia goes about attacking with this front seven. Now, I will point out, even without Jalen Carter, I thought the front seven played pretty well, all things considered, going into that game against Missouri there. And there's still a good amount of talent there in that front seven. I think Jermon Dumas Johnson has continued to get better each and every week. Jamel Munden, I'm not sure if he's going to play this week because he's been dealing with a little bit of an ankle injury, but Nolan Smith is still one of the better players in the SEC. And look, when you're a 30-point underdog, I respect Council for believing this and saying this because as a competitor, you always believe you have a chance to win. I may not want to say that to this Georgia team, especially when you're an Auburn offense, that in the last two second halves against Missouri and LSU, games where you jump out to double-digit leads early, Auburn has a combined total of 3 points in the second half and overtime of their last two games. Starting fast hasn't been the issue for Auburn. What Auburn needs to worry about is how they go about finishing games. And with this Georgia team having such a wide talent advantage, like we saw them have over Missouri last week, I think that's absolutely going to be a problem for them once again, this time taking on Georgia in Athens this Saturday, a place they have not won since current U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville was the head coach at Auburn all the way back in 2005.
Wow, good factoid. It is our man, Connor Riley. It's K. Connor Riley on Twitter. All the guys from Dog Nation giving us serious dog info. To me, and I don't know how you felt about this, and I'm not trying to be a homer for Georgia, but I just thought it was some really dirty pool. I thought the hits on Jalen Carter were dirty. I didn't think Jalen needed to be in the Missouri practice area before the game either, but how big is this going to be to not have a potential number one pick out there?
Yeah, it's certainly something where, this is where Georgia rotating, obviously, I think mitigates some of this loss of having him not be out there. And he only played 36 snaps in the previous four games for Georgia as he'd been dealing with a little bit of an ankle injury. So this team is accustomed to not having him out there. But as Georgia gets to November, because let's be frank, they should beat Auburn without him. They should beat Vanderbilt without him. But as you get into that stretch of Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi State, Kentucky, you need Jalen Carter to be as close to 100% as he can be and be ready to go for that game. And so not having him for those games, I think, could make things very difficult for Georgia. As far as Missouri on Saturday, I do think he was maybe instigating a little bit. Now, he did have a punch thrown at him, so I can understand why you might be a little revved up in that situation and want to keep instigating, especially when you are a human being built like Jalen Carter is built. But, the hit to his knee, dirty, I don't know. It clearly should have been flagged. Was it malicious? I'm not necessarily sure. I think that's just the way that Missouri is coached to play in terms of cutting in the backside. And I don't believe that is an inherently dirty play from an offensive line perspective. But when you get caught in the way that then Missouri did on that play, it pretty clearly should have been flagged.
What's the latest on Javon Bullard?
He is expected to be back this week, and he is going to play, so it looks like it'll be a one-game suspension for Bullard after not making the trip to Missouri this past week.
Okay, a follow-up to that. The star position is what he plays. Who's been playing that, and how's the play been since he's been out?
Yeah, so Tyke Smith filled in for him last week while he was in Missouri, and it seems like he did pretty well in that spot start there. And, we talked about last week the concern there was about not knowing what it was going to look like back there. Tyke Smith continues to get healthy and improve and play well, and you have Bullard with his head screwed on straight. You feel pretty good about what you have in this Georgia secondary. Malachi Starks makes another amazing play last week, chasing down that Missouri running back from behind. Chris Smith is one of the best safeties in college football. Interestingly, coming out of that Missouri game, to me the weak link sort of seemed like Keely Ringo. He did not have a very good game there. Got beat on a 46-yard reception downfield in the second half of that game, had a very poor pass interference penalty on 3rd and 17 there where he just gets beat and then holds the guy. So I think when you have Keely Ringo, one of the more talented players in the country, obviously the hero in last year's national title game, as sort of the question mark coming out of a game in your secondary, you feel really good about what you have back there.
I did hear Kirby mention the wide receivers, and I know that it's obviously the tight ends are amazing, and the Darnell Washington where he runs over the Missouri players is fantastic. But is Kirby onto something? Do you still need to get the wide receivers involved more?
I absolutely think you do, and obviously I think they can throw the ball more to the tight ends, but when you get A.D. Mitchell back, who I expect to play this week, when you get Arian Smith more involved in this offense, their speed allows – just changes so many things for this offense because it's going to pull those safeties farther back, and that's going to open up that intermediate area, along with the fact that you have Mitchell and Smith who are capable of making plays downfield, which should make things easier for the running game there. I think one of the things I watched – in that Missouri game, Georgia's wide receivers really struggled to create separation in that game. And while, yes, Dominic Blaylock made some nice catches, Marcus Roseme, Jack Saint made those catches, those guys sort of thrive in tight window situations. And I think a big reason why Stetson Bennett had statistically his worst game of the season on Saturday is because so often he was just asked to make a lot of tight window throws. And odds are, yes, you can make some of those. But over time, especially when you throw 44 pass attempts, if all those are into tight window throws and you have to be super duper accurate to make those, you're just bound to have more incompletions, which is, I think, is a big reason why you saw what you saw out of this offense on Saturday.
All right, Connor, let me ask you this, because you brought up the point about separation. So if you're Tennessee or Kentucky or, you know, some of the teams that you're talking about you're going to see down the road here, aren't you going to take this philosophy? Because what you're saying is that Missouri said, hey, your guys don't scare us on the outside. And then they brought pressure. Is this a concern?
I think this is absolutely something to watch going forward. You know, play a lot of man against this team now. Does Missouri have the does Auburn or Kentucky have the athletes to do this? No. Tennessee has one of the worst pass defenses in the country this year. But looking down the road, if we can do that here a little bit, this is absolutely how Mississippi State's going to play you. They're going to be super physical, and they're going to bring pressure up the box. And this Georgia offensive line really struggled to handle that in this past game. Alabama's probably going to play the same way, and they probably have corners that they feel very comfortable playing man-to-man coverage with. So I think going forward, you know, that's where the wide receivers winning, I think, really helps clear things up. Because so often Bowers and Washington are attached to the line of scrimmage. But if you have an A.D. Mitchell who's making plays downfield and you have to pull guys off a little bit, drop more guys into coverage, you've got Arian Smith taking the top off of defense there. Even a guy like Dominic Blaylock, you know, he had 3 catches for 42 yards on Saturday, but he only played 12 snaps. And I think he's a guy that if Georgia gets more involved in this offense, could open things up more. And so this wide receiver position, well, yes, Georgia absolutely has its tight ends, best in the country, and then probably could get them more involved than they have been in recent weeks. I think they need this wide receiver room, if not to make plays, to at least stretch the field and have the possibility of doing so. That way, this team isn't so predictable in terms of what they're going to be able to do.
Great stuff. I'm curious to see how they respond this week. You think they respond in a big way?
I'd like to think so, but I thought they were going to beat Missouri pretty easily. And, you know, 5 weeks into the season now, we don't really know what Georgia team we're going to get on a week-to-week basis. We didn't see them play well at home against Stanford and Kent State. Now, this is a rivalry game. I expect them to be charged up going into that game. I believe that even before Brandon Council made his comments that he made today. And so I think this is a Georgia team that, if this is a team that we think is capable of winning a national championship, which I still do, I'd expect them to go out there and roll Auburn on Saturday. But if it's another game like they saw and played against Missouri, I think you have to drastically reevaluate the expectations you have for this team.
Great. Let's hope they do. I'm curious to see what happens this weekend. Connor, K. Riley, tell the people where they can follow you and check out your stuff.
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter at K. Connor Riley. I've got a big story coming tomorrow on Malachi Starks, who continues to just impress every single week. I Bowers was sensational last year as a true freshman. I think Starks is every bit as good as Bowers was last season.
Don't bet the game, right, Tubridge?
Yes.
I'm not touching it.
Fair enough. Connor, we'll talk to you next week, man. Thanks again.
Yep, thanks so much, guys.
Connor K. Riley from Dog Nation. All right, we're coming back. We will continue our celebration of the Braves winning this division again. Hi, Mets fans. When we come back, he says it was a playoff game, Mike.
.com. Kia, movement that inspires.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Sports Flash. Brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. After an accident, don't wait. Dial 8. Call 404-888-8888.
I'm Caleb Johnson. This update is driven by Kia Movement that Inspires. The Braves are NL East division champions for a fifth straight season after last night's 2-1 win over Miami. Jake Odorizzi pitching in his biggest start for Atlanta so far, threw five strong innings, striking out seven while giving up just one earned run. Odorizzi was relieved to save his best performance for such a big moment.
I thought it was going to be a playoff game for me. I mean, this was a win, must-win game, so I've been fortunate to pitch in some big games in my career and just took that same mentality into this one, one to attack. You know, just I know it's been tough for me since I've been here, so personally, this is a great feeling to pitch well on a night that we needed it.
Atlanta now avoids the wild card round and will host either the Phillies or Cardinals in a five-game series that begins next Tuesday. The Braves wrapping up the regular season with the Marlins today as that game is underway now. Jackson Stevens is getting the start for the Braves. The days of TV double boxes are over after Yankee star Aaron Judge finally hit home run number 62 last night to break the all-time American League record held by Roger Maris. Judge is now seventh on the all-time home runs list in a season. The Falcons are working their way towards a battle to break the first place tie they share with Tampa Bay when they face off on Sunday. Head coach Arthur Smith announced today corner Isaiah Oliver has returned to practice, beginning his 21-day clock to return from injured reserve. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Caleb Johnson from the Kia Studios on your home of Sunday's Falcons versus Bucks game, kickoff at 1, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio.
More Dukes and Bell.
This is fun.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell. Make sure you follow us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, see Dukes, and this radio show. Dukes and Bell 929. The station is 929 The Game. We have our anniversary coming up, by the way. 10 years, and you can come hang out with us and have a good time. We are going to be at New Realm Brewing Company for our 10-year anniversary party. Listeners, you're invited, okay? And it's going to be literally like an all-day deal. So if you can't make it there, but it starts at noon. And, of course, your favorite present and past Sports Radio 92.9 The Game personalities are going to be there. There'll be food, beer, football. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. And we're inviting you guys to come out and hang out with us. We will reflect, but we will also look ahead because we have a lot to look ahead to as we continue to build this amazing radio station that has become a juggernaut around the country. All right, with that said, Mike, let's talk about the juggernaut that are the Braves, because we are celebrating another division title. As we said today, guys, our city right now, okay, in the last decade, it's just been incredible. We went to a Super Bowl. We've had the Hawks turn into a team that is being recognized worldwide. We've got a star power. We've got championships with Atlanta United. Of course, the Braves winning the World Series. It's just been a nice run. And the Braves, by far, Mike, have been the biggest part of this because they've been the most consistent when you talk about getting to the playoffs. Not necessarily World Series, but, you know, 5 years in a row. We said the 14-year thing would never be topped.
Right.
5 years in a row?
Yes, and Snicker is a guy that when we got Snicker as the manager, we're like, okay, a guy that's tied to Bobby Cox. He's a lifer in the organization. It's an uncompelling hire. And this guy has turned into all the things that the players loved about Bobby Cox. You hear about Snicker. And I just think he's an actually better manager in-game than Bobby Cox was. I think he uses a combination of the information which is available now. You want to call it, using sabermetrics, or you want to call it analytics, whatever you want to call it. But he uses a combination of that and his gut. And when could you ever see Bobby Cox? And I'm not bagging on Bobby. I'm just going to draw a comparison. The kind of way Rosario or Soler were moved up or down, which paid huge dividends, the way they used the combination of Jock Peterson, the outfield rotation, all that stuff. And yes, sticking with Will Smith, as they squeezed every last ounce of Will Smith's talent last year. And again, I'm frustrated at times with Kenley Jansen. He's had some blown saves, but he looks like he's right at the ship. Snicker sometimes rides with his guys, and I think more times than not, he is right for it. He is on the money. Carl, I said it to you earlier, 12 games away from 1,000 wins. I don't think this guy would last more than 2 years here.
No, Mike, what you're saying about Snit, you're absolutely right. And I think, again, I hope we appreciate what we're seeing. This doesn't happen, okay? What happened in the 90s was unprecedented. And then we had a lull, and it happens, guys. But since we've retooled and rebuilt this franchise with a new organization, with new management, as far as new players, new star power, this is unprecedented what we're seeing right now. So let's enjoy it. I want you to hear from some of the guys last night, including Snit, Mike, who you mentioned, him pushing all the right buttons. This is what he said after they won it last night.
Oh, my God. This was like one of our typical just grind them out games, too. I mean, you know, guys in the bullpen, boy. I'm so happy we can do this so I can give all these guys some time off.
Yeah, the bullpen continues to be a strength of this team. Guess what it was last year? A strength of this team. We won the World Series because of the bullpen. I think we're positioned at least, Mike, to win another one with the way that the bullpen is set up. And you talked about Raisel Iglesias. He looks good, guys. I don't know if he's going to get more opportunities now that we're in the playoffs. You got to ride with Jansen. He picked up his 41st save last night. But Iglesias, 27 appearances, Mike. One earned run in 25 innings.
Yes. Now, the thing with Jansen was, because the money invested in where his role was, you could never really use Jansen as a setup man. He's a closer or he's not pitching. That was the problem we came up to when he had a couple of those blown saves. The Mariners outing, which had everybody losing their minds, because it was such a big dramatic moment. It looked like we were losing momentum against the Mets at that point. But he seems like he's got it back together. What do you think of his dad bod, too, with the shirt off?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was great, wasn't it?
I was like, I used the quote from John Kruk last night. I am not an athlete. I'm a baseball player. But I would know if I was Snit, I would. But again, there's no other way. You'd have to release Jansen. Not going to do that. He either closes or he doesn't pitch. And he's got it together. And you can use Raisel Iglesias in the seventh. You can use him in the eighth. You know, maybe Matzik gets back in the good graces with the arm. But Minter and Iglesias have been working. So, can't argue with it. You really, I mean, you could argue until you're blue in the face, but the results are speaking for themselves.
Yeah, it is hard when you took 41 saves. And again, there's been moments. It's a long season.
I mean, Kim, the Dodgers have actually had as many weird moments with their bullpen in the last 2 weeks as we had leading up to the Mets series.
So the guy that you're going to get a chance to hear at 5:40 today, Alex Anthopoulos, the Braves general manager, Snicker was giving him credit last night after the victory.
You know, Alex just never stopped believing in us. I mean, continue to try and make this club better, all at this club time. I'm just so proud of our organization because, like I say, it takes the whole building to do something special, and we just gave ourselves a chance to do something special again.
That you did, Snit. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Jake Odorizzi, I know he had you nervous yesterday.
Hey. The dude did a great job, and I gave credit where credit was due. Again, last night on social media, as I drank. I was going to do the Steve Austin thing with the six-pack, blah, throw the beer on myself.
Oh, yeah.
But I drank my entire last six-pack of watermelon lime last night because I was totally sweating it out. And I'm talking about drinking with two hands on the can.
You were nervous. You were nervous.
Anyway, so last night, he did a great job. Yeah, he made one mistake, but it wasn't even a mistake. It was a powerful hitter, went opposite field, and hit one of these cheap major league home runs you see these days. The guy was really dialed in, and he had to be because the Braves left 13 guys on base last night. So I thought he stepped up, especially, like, you don't think these guys know the stuff that's being said about him? He said it. He's admitted it in interviews. So he's basically 500 for the season. At the same time, Will Smith was blowing a perfect game for the Astros. It wasn't great. He probably won't be on the postseason roster. But, you know, look, they're not all going to be gems. I think Alex Anthopoulos did a pretty good job. Was it Gosman? Who is it? Who was it we got for years ago when we lost to the Cardinals? Oh, shit. I can't never think of the damn guy's name.
Pitcher?
Yeah. God dang it. I'm sorry. Darn it. Going to try to be crazy now. I'm talking about old pitchers we've accumulated. Dallas Keuchel. I was going to You know, it's funny because I literally almost did the line from Forrest Gump. There was Dallas from Oklahoma. there was Cleveland from Detroit. And I was going through. I knew it was a geographic location, but I couldn't remember. Thank you, Chris. Dallas Keuchel. So some of these guys panned out. Gosman actually turned his time with the Braves into a bigger contract. Odorizzi's just a guy, but he brought it last night.
He did, and we needed it. We definitely needed it, guys. Let's hear from Kenley Jansen. We were just talking about this bullpen. There are reasons, and we'll talk about this as we move along. Braves playing their last game today. It doesn't matter. And as we get into next week and start seeing, you know, potentially what this is going to look like, because this wild card series will start this weekend, guys, we'll start to break down the matchups. But there are a lot of strengths to this team that I don't think we had last year. And it's crazy because we won the World Series. And you could argue, is this team better? We have to win it. We'll see if they are. But they've shown traits from last season that Mike's talked about with the clutch hitting, timely hitting, all the things that matter in the playoffs. Let's hear from Kenley Jansen.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for fun. It's time for guy talk.
Yes! Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah! Yes! Yes! Hey, man, we're going to catch up with Falcons head coach Arthur Smith, guys, 5 o'clock. Cordarrelle Patterson is banged up. How do you get next man up? Next man up was pretty darn good in the fourth quarter for us at running back, but what about Pitts? He was out today. As Squidbilly always says, wait till Friday. If he's not practicing Friday, then you got a story.
True. It is. And let's hope that's not the case with Pitts. You know, one catch was not enough last week. Listen, you can't complain when you're winning. The thing is, when you start not winning and these guys' numbers are not what you expect them to be, Mike, it becomes a question. So we'll talk to Coach coming up here in about 25 minutes.
All right, man. Both you and I commute to work like so many Atlantans. What's your average commute time, by the way?
30 minutes.
Yes, me too. I mean, you know, sometimes I'm driving faster, even better. If you have to drive around 285.
And I say this with all due respect to those folks. Because of our schedule, it's 30 minutes. If I was coming to work, like I've had to have meetings in the morning, it's an hour. I mean, because the traffic is just different, but the flow of traffic when we come in is a little bit different. So, yeah, about 30, 35 minutes.
Average about 28 to 30 minutes here in Metro Atlanta. 285, and I encountered this back a few months back when I was at Caffeine and Octane. Over there, Perimeter Mall was the construction at 400 and 285.
It's terrible.
And missing the exit, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm literally enjoying some beautiful houses somewhere in Sandy Springs I never knew existed because I couldn't get back on the highway.
Well, where is this at?
Wound up coming out over like who are these? I'm on Riverside Drive by my old place where the real world Sandy Springs was. Anyway, the reason I bring this up is traffic on 285 and 400 is going to get worse. Big article in the AJC today. The DOT is going to reduce part of the perimeter to 3 lanes. In each direction.
What?
As the construction of the new interchange at 400 enters what they call the final phase. Final phase means it won't be done until the second half of 2023.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, it's and listen, these are the growing pains.
Mm-hmm.
You just wish there was another way. But we've said this, Mike, about our city. Right. We love our city. But no one planned for the future. No one planned these roads for the population growth that we've had because everybody wants to be here.
You know, it's funny, and by the way, it's already gone from 5 to 4 lanes because of all that stuff, and it's just, it is what it is. It's another spaghetti junction with 285 and 400, but it's a hot mess.
Yep.
The there was a story last Friday. Tribble was in for you. We were at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Somebody wants to cover up the connector and make it a green space, like down from like Piedmont over to the MARTA station. I'm like, how about we dig a tunnel or an express lane
underneath
so we can have all the cars go down and not have that giant jam up, which kills everybody in Atlanta and the people coming through Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I mean,
but listen, that would if you look at the big dig in Boston, probably be like $10 billion job. Never happened.
And the truck drivers, too, Mike, that come through town. This is the clog, you know, that they always run into. So, yeah, man, I'm with you. I agree.
As the AJC said, don't fool yourself. Closing lanes on a highway traveled daily by hundreds of thousands of people will mean colossal traffic.
Okay.
You know, I always love when you use colossal in a sentence, like gargantuan. But anyway, so enjoy. Smoke them if you got them. Hopefully you're listening to Dukes and Bell while you're stuck in traffic on the north end. Speaking of traffic, this morning was a brutal start for many Gwinnetians. People around Norcross, there was a truck that apparently was carrying some fuel, and it was a giant cleanup, and it was a hot mess for hours, 85 southbound, before Beaver Ruin. So from Norcross down, it was literally started around 5:40, and it took almost 3 hours to get things back to normal.
Wow.
And that's the last thing you need on your way to work.
No doubt. I mean, matter of fact, it makes you want to turn around and go home. I feel for people who have to deal with that. So that was this morning?
That was this morning, yeah. So that little nugget, I got the traffic app on the phone. It's like, uh-oh. Hey, man, North Carolina man was stuck with a real big bill from his local cable company. He's blaming his dog, an innocent-looking Bichon Frise, that ordered, apparently, adult movies on his remote control.
Yeah, right.
Thomas Barnes of Raleigh says he's not paying the $70 with DirecTV. It's not cable, satellite. DirecTV, as his dog, I guess his dog was a literal horn dog, apparently was on the bed with him and stepped on the remote and just happened to order a movie, which he apparently couldn't figure out how to cancel. You buying this stuff?
Not at all. Not at all. By the way, I've seen smart dogs. I've had smart dogs.
Right.
They've never ordered porn.
He's a 58-year-old on Social Security disability. I don't get around too well. I don't know if it sounds like that. But that's $70 taking food out of my mouth, Barnes told a local newspaper.
Well, you should have thought about that before you went to the selection.
It's like you're stealing. I didn't get on no porn channel. The dog was flipping through the channel.
What are the odds, Mike?
Which is nonsense.
It's crazy.
$70? What kind of movie costs $70?
Exactly.
Well, he had multiple movies is probably what happened.
I mean, he's full of crap is what he is. But the incident was the dog hopped on a bed, inadvertently hit the wrong button. I mean, come on.
Numerous times?
I mean, what? And then kept ordering movies? Like I'm going.
He ordered Voluptuous Vixens 1-9.
I'm going to go with Swinging Housewives. I'm going to go with Big Booty. I'm going to go with, okay, just kept going. The screen kept advancing. So he booked like 4 hours of porn, apparently, on his DirecTV.
And then he came back and the dog had popcorn. Come on. So, I
mean, again, nobody is buying it, but anyway, the story is out there. Apparently, the FCC is able to get the attention, apparently, of some big ones. He's writing letters, sending everything. Who in their right mind is going to buy this? With all due respect to this man, and I feel for you, sir, but no one is buying that.
No, I'm not buying it either. I mean, it's a great excuse, and I don't think you're going to get a refund.
I think the horn dog was the 56-year-old man, not the Bichon Frise. Hey, man, let's hit the closing bell, see if we got any money to buy some porn on the line.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, you know, I told Carl today, I don't like to share this information with everybody out there because I don't want to, you know, be a guy who's just spreading negativity. I want positivity when it comes to Wall Street. But our good friend, Maximum Bob, Wharton Business School, he's an Ivy Leaguer. He basically said that everything we saw that was good earlier in the week is a fugazi, that the market is still going south. So even though we got a nice bump earlier in the week, Carl, he says, don't believe it. And today, S&P was down 42 and NASDAQ was down 27
after
points.
Being up yesterday, right?
Yeah, it was big bump. Yeah. So basically, it was don't get your hopes up, I guess.
Well, listen.
I hate to be the guy to say that.
No, I'm hoping for the best. I mean, every day that the market's up. Yesterday was 800 points, right?
Right. S&P,
yeah, so.
Hey, man, Coach is coming up, so I'll breeze through the birthdays. A lot of famous people, a lot of cool ones. October 5th, Brian Johnson of AC/DC is 75. One of the nicest guys. Really cool interview show that he does that you can find online. Kate Winslet is 47.
Okay.
She just slid over to the side. DiCaprio would have been a popsicle after the Titanic. Mario Lemieux is 57, one of the greatest address.
Yes, he is.
Patrick Roy, great goaltender, 57. Steve Miller is 79, Steve Miller Band.
Mills, yeah.
His godfather was Les Paul.
Did you ever see Steve Miller Band?
Yeah, seen him a few times. Great guy, man. Travis Kelce's 33 today.
One of the best tight ends to do it.
The bootlegger's son, Barry Switzer, is 85.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's a character, man.
He is. Good book, too. That's a good book.
Yeah, he's a character.
Did anyone channel what a creep Zuckerberg is as better than Jesse Eisenberg in The Social Network?
No.
He's 39 today.
The movies, I enjoyed the Facebook.
That's exactly what I would expect him to be, right, in real life.
Yeah.
Jesse Palmer's 44, The Bachelor.
He's, you know what, he's hosting all kind of stuff, man.
Yeah.
He's doing all kind of stuff.
A lot of TV. Guy Pearce, L.A. Confidential, Memento, first big Christopher Nolan movie. He is 55. Rex Chapman, 65. Neil deGrasse Tyson, 64. Bill James, nerd, is 73.
Wow.
The guy that started Sabermetrics. They mentioned, obviously, Moneyball. Ray Kroc, founder of McDonald's.
How old is
today.
He?
He's gone. He's in heaven. Some say maybe the other place, the way he handled
well,
the McDonald's.
That's true. I watched that. Was it? Who was it?
The movie was called The Founder with Michael
Keaton. That's what it was.
Great
yes.
movie.
It is.
About Ray Kroc screwed over the McDonald's brothers. Yeah. Bernie Mac would be 65 today.
Yeah. God bless Bernie Mac, man. I see some of those clips.
Right.
And Bernie was just taking off. I mean, he had been in a bunch of movies and stuff, but yeah, gone too soon. Hey, rest in peace, Bernie.
How's this for a nugget? Today would be Tiger and Elin's 18th wedding anniversary.
Wow, you had to go there? Really? Did you?
All happened today. Also, the infield fly rule against the Cardinals today in 2012.
Man, that was a heartbreaker, man. Last game for Chipper Jones. Hey, coming up, Coach is going to join us. Arthur Smith. We're getting ready for the Bucks, but we won last week. We'll talk about all of that and a lot more coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.